Will you accept this rose?
I think we got it.
Yeah, no, that's really good.
Hello, welcome to Bachelorgation.
Welcome to Bachelorgation.
This feels like a very big week for us.
A huge week for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah.
One being that, as you obviously are already aware, we have intro music now.
We have intro music.
Hopefully it sounded okay because I have to fade it in and fade it out or fade it out and fade this in.
Mm.
And, you know, my editing isn't the best, but...
Are you kidding me? Your editing is beautiful, Tony.
Thank you. I am a professional.
Self-taught.
Self-taught.
Truly an artist.
Yeah. But yeah, we got an intro music track made by my wonderful girlfriend, who's amazing.
Also, everybody, shout out to Addie, who, like, planned Tony a surprise birthday dinner last night.
It was really sweet.
And got her a cameo.
Oh my god, she got me a cameo. If y'all watch Real Housewives of New York, you'll know who this is. Sonia Morgan, divorcee of the Morgan Chase family. And she got me a cameo from Sonia, and it was amazing.
It was so cute. Sonia's like, I'm a fire sign too.
Kindred spirits.
Sonia. But basically, Addie's the best girlfriend ever, so.
Yeah, she's pretty damn perfect. So thank you, Addie.
Yep.
And I guess we can talk about the other reasons why this was a big week for us.
Is there anything else we want to talk about? Because I feel like once we start talking about Demi, we'll just be talking about Demi. Do you want to talk about Katie's situation or Blake or anything else?
Yeah, I guess we could like touch briefly on what happened at the beginning of the week, which was Jordan stealing a pinata and getting into a fight with Christian.
So much has happened that I literally forgot about.
Right, like that's how the week started, was with that fight. And I think it was just a mess. Is all I want to say about it. I think it's funny how I felt for Nicole because obviously she really wanted things to work out with Christian and she didn't want him to end up getting kicked off of Paradise for fighting. But I think it's funny how her biggest complaint with Clay was like, oh, he's not aggressive enough.
And then all of this aggressiveness goes down.
Yeah, all this aggressiveness goes down. People like literally get booted off of Paradise for fighting. Jordan grabs Christian and throws him off, and like I was like, if he had hit his head on the stairs, like we would have had a situation. Like that was bad.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Jordan acted almost like surprised that he did it. It was
weird,
baffling to me.
Yeah.
And Jordan just instigated this whole thing. But Christian still gets a villain edit. It's super problematic to me.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not like they only kicked one of them off. Like, right. They both got booted, which is good, and they didn't even make it a whole, we have to figure out who started it sort of thing. They were like, this is just a no-tolerance policy.
Both of you have
y'all
to go home.
Y'all gotta go. I thought they handled that well. I just think, you know, the fans are gonna interpret situations the way they want to, and people were literally posting, like, videos of him, like, body-slamming Christian and, like, celebrating that as if, like, that's okay at all, like Christian deserved it or something.
God, that's really
you know what
gross.
I mean, like obviously people were, good job Jordan,
like rooting for Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sickening.
Yeah, but you know, at least that sort of like all that drama kind of,
it's behind us.
Right, people moved on from it really quickly with everything else happening that week. And I think the rest of the show pretty much was just all the rest of the couples sort of vibing. I don't know. I was kind of bored by everyone else.
I feel like, so when we were out at dinner last night, our friend Liz brought up this point that the season, it just doesn't really feel that great to me. Like, in previous seasons, there's no Carly and Evan. Like, there's not a couple that I'm really, really rooting for yet. And everyone's just kind of, like, settled down and kind of boring.
Kind of boring.
You know? Like, outside of Demi's plotline, nothing super exciting is happening.
Yeah, I think it's interesting how it's mostly been, all of the compelling drama has mostly been stuff that happened outside of Paradise that has been, like, brought in, and so people are still, like, recounting that, and
right.
That's what's bringing the drama.
Like, I want the drama to happen on the show.
Right, we need, like, more betrayals.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we need more couples, like, breaking up because one of them decides they're gonna, like, choose someone else
right.
over them. And I feel like that's not happening yet. And even the one couple, like Katie and Chris,
mm-hmm.
even them she kind of self-sabotaged, I guess. But it wasn't even compelling. Like, I literally skipped through Chris's date because I was so bored by both of them.
He threw up. It was funny. Like, whatever.
Right. I was like, I saw the preview. I was like, I don't even want to, like, sit through y'all talking to watch him barf off a boat.
Right.
Like, I'm just she not interested. She seems
really sweet, but not, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And then it's, he clearly was ready to be pulled in another direction because after vomiting on the date, he sets out another date for her back at Paradise. So it's like, obviously he was really interested in Jen.
Yeah.
I think her name is Jen.
I think you're right.
But, and there's this whole storyline that Katie self-sabotaged. All she said was, I want you to do what you want to do.
It almost was like he took that and was like, wow, she's really not as serious as I thought. Even though, like, you could interpret that anyway. I think it's kind of the mature thing to do to be like, I'm not going to stop you from pursuing something else just because I'm the first person that you, like, vibed with here.
Right.
But
he wanted her to fight for him, which is
it wouldn't even be a thing if, like, he really wanted to, like, stay with her. You know what I mean?
Agreed. I think whether she had said that or not, his head would have turned. Yeah. I don't think that it was in her control whether
That's
his head was gonna turn.
Yeah.
So nothing else really happen. We could talk about Christina and Caitlin's weird fight. Oh
God, I'm team neither of them. Like, honestly, I think I like Christina because I always like the women that I feel like everyone else demonizes. Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting that, like, she, like, obviously she has, like, this very thick, heavy Russian accent. And I just like the way that she became so aggressive so quickly towards Caitlin, and I honestly think Caitlin was asking for it.
Right.
Like, I think
hey, girly.
Right, her playing this card of, like, wait, I'm not trying to come for you right now. Like, then why did you pull her aside in the first place?
Right.
I don't know. I saw through that.
Yeah, obviously you're trying to call her out. You went over and grabbed her and said, hey, girly.
Yeah, like, and, like, in your aside to the camera, you literally were like, that's what I'm doing.
You so, and then the second that she tries to defend, I mean, yeah, both of them were messy. But it was just so fun to watch her get so aggro so fast.
Like, yeah. Do we know what Kaylin's sign is? Mm-mm. I don't know anything about her, really. Mm-hmm. But it was just, it was funny. And also, like, it's one of those moments where you have to decide, like, if someone doesn't like you enough to give you a rose over someone who's asking point blank, I want you to keep me on so I can stay here, not because we're pursuing anything romantic.
Then do you want to be with that person?
Right. It's like, maybe there's not a connection there.
Right.
Like, it's one of those things where it's like, maybe you actually should just stay in your lane and, like, do your own thing.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. But I don't really know, you know, it didn't seem like she was spending that much time with Blake, basically.
Right.
And in the meantime, like, before Hannah, kind of rewinding, before Hannah ended up ultimately choosing Dylan, I just thought it was, like, Blake, I really don't want to watch you swing dance to mariachi music.
Yeah, we're over it, Blake.
Like, we know you can swing dance. It's not even, like, attractive.
Nobody fucking cares. Like, nobody cares.
And he thinks it's so impressive that he can just, like, whip his body around really fast. I'm like, dude, no, this is, like...
In the sand? Go home.
The mariachi are like, I don't know what you're doing.
Ew.
I've never seen people dance like this to our music before.
Yeah.
And then Hannah chooses Dylan, and I guess all's well.
Yeah, and I really, like, it's hard. Like, I do find Dylan endearing, and I have a certain empathy or softness for him. And then at the same time, I don't know how interested Hannah actually is in him. She just doesn't really seem like she likes him. She seems like she likes the promises that he's making. Like I feel like I see her having this, like, on paper, Dylan seems great.
Yeah.
But she's not actually...
She describes her, like, talking to Blake and Dylan as, like, taking multivitamins. And, like, what, like, some days you need more of this vitamin and some days you need more of that vitamin. And I'm just kind of like, what, how do you rationalize, like, your dating? It does feel very much like checking boxes.
Right.
And
she's a weird one. I can't read her.
Right. And I don't think of it. I think a lot of people bash her, like, oh, you're playing with Dylan. Like,
oh, no.
And I just I don't really care either way about it too much. I'm just like, I can't put my finger on your motivations. And you're right, whenever they're together, it kind of seems like she's happy that she's getting attention, but I'm not fully convinced that, like, she's super into him.
Right. So. That's the thing. I'm not fully convinced that she's super into him. And he... I don't... What do you think of Dylan?
I like him. Yeah. I mean, I think I kind of... People are kind of like, wow, he's really has, like, stalker vibes. I don't really get that read off of him. I don't feel that at all. I think he's maybe, like, a little bit insecure.
Yeah, he's a little insecure, but...
How would you not be, you know, in that situation?
You said it perfectly that, like, he came in wanting this girl, and then when she actually went for it, was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, oh, shit, now I have to deal with the fact that, like,
I'm like, actually pursuing her.
Yeah, and she's obviously one of the more popular, like, women there, so...
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of my read on him. He seemed really happy that he, you know, she chose him, mm-hmm. I guess, in the end, but we still have, like, a few more weeks to go, so...
She's kissing Blake in the trailer for next week.
Oh, God.
So,
it would have been interesting if she had chosen someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But really?
Really? Back to Blake? Back to Stagecoach? Okay. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Dylan is sweet. Like, I thought it was cute when he was like, it's not about just the summer, it's about, like, our future and my life with you. Yeah. Like, he clearly wants to make a commitment to someone.
Absolutely, and I think it's realistic to assume that a lot of these people are here, they say they're here for love, but I think a lot of these people are here to, like, promote themselves.
Absolutely.
Which is, like, do you? But he actually seems like he's genuinely, like, really interested in finding a wife.
Yeah, absolutely.
And while she might not necessarily give off that energy of, like, I'm so into this person, Dylan definitely gives, like, the most heart out of, like, anyone on that show right now, mm-hmm. in terms of, like, actually really being into who they're talking to.
Right.
So I give him credit for that.
Yep. So. Yeah, he's putting his cards on the table. So.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much it.
I don't think we're...
I just want to say that this season is making me want to go back and watch Carlene Evans' season. Like, yeah. I just want that kind of romance.
I need to watch more Paradise. This is only my second one.
Yep.
I'm such a newbie.
So.
Should we move to the main event, I guess?
Let's move to the main event. I don't even really want to talk about it. Isn't that crazy? Like, I just don't...
I was thinking about it earlier.
I just don't even fucking... I don't even want to go there.
It's a lot.
Yeah, and it feels almost... It feels emotionally exhausting to me.
Yeah.
And...
I agree.
Because there's so many different angles to come at it from.
Yeah.
And I also want to recognize, like... To our listeners, our beloved listeners.
I love you.
You don't have to agree with us.
Yeah.
You absolutely, like, message us and let us know what you feel and are thinking. And I really loved that everyone was having this really lovely debate, honestly, in our comments about what their relationship was to... how Demi is being portrayed on TV and everyone's reactions. Everyone was, you know, saying their reasons for being conflicted or their reasons that they weren't feeling conflicted about it at all. And that's awesome that everyone was going about that in such a, like, sweet, respectful way.
Yeah, it honestly, like, not to knock some of the other...
Straight people?
Yeah, some of the other people involved in this experiment. The discourse that I've seen, like, under the comments for stuff relating to Demi and the storyline specifically, like, all of the people who, like, identify as queer or, like, bisexual who are, like, talking about what this means to them, I feel like it's been really
thoughtful. Yeah.
And people have been really polite and nice to each other. And then it's possible.
It's possible for people to be polite and have different opinions. And then I look on other big accounts and people's reaction to Demi stuff that are, you know, probably straight people. And I just have to say, wow. Just a quick wow. But, okay, fuck, let's go for it.
Okay.
I'm tired already.
I know, there's maybe, it's like too complicated too. And then I'm like, why are we giving the straight show, like, so much of our energy? I also feel too, like, I don't want to even overthink it that much because of the fact that straight people were watching a completely different show.
Right.
And I don't think that the producers understand, like, the feelings that their queer audience is gonna have. Like,
not at all.
You know?
And it's really, it's a stark difference right now because a lot of queer people are currently watching Are You the One? And yeah. Are You the One is the first time that I'm feeling like a reality TV show was actually made for queer people.
Yeah.
And that feels really evident to me that it's made for us.
Yeah.
And so to have this queer plotline on Bachelor in Paradise that's so obviously not made for us, in my opinion, is just kind of like, well, fuck, okay.
I know, it's interesting that this storyline is coming out at the same time as a show like Are You the One is airing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wonder how, if our feelings would be different, I think, if we didn't have this Are You the One going on. If there were a bunch of straight people trying to find their matches in a house.
Right.
You know, airing on MTV while this was airing, we might have a different take on it. But you're right, it's like, it's interesting how I think this too can be a situation when people have these discussions about queer representation in media. It's like so many of us are living in a different world than straight people, and it's like we always have to keep in the back of our minds, like, oh wow, like people aren't caught up to our level yet.
Right.
Like we can enjoy Are You the One and like understand why that's actually representational, and other people, like I think a lot of those people, you know, all the allies who are watching the season of Bachelor in Paradise are probably thinking, like, this is amazing.
Like, I'm so happy this is happening.
Groundbreaking.
And I think a lot of queer people are feeling like this is amazing as well. Like, I don't want to discount that, obviously.
I mean, I think in a way it is, too.
Yeah. We'll go there. I think we both have I just have complicated feelings about it. Yeah. I'm not saying that it's a win or a loss. I just think it's a lot more complicated than that. But at the same time, I don't want to give it too much energy. Like, let's just...
I don't think we have to write a dissertation about it.
No.
Is what I'm saying. Because I just don't think that the producers were scheming that hard.
No.
In a way. Like, I don't think they understand what we see.
I think there's... Okay. So, on one hand, we're having queer representation in the Bachelor franchise for the first time.
Yeah.
A win. Like, it's awesome to see two women on a date together, making out together... Yippee.
Woo.
Woo. Super cool. I think that everyone is having a lot of feelings about how manufactured it feels.
Yeah.
And that is tokenizing in a sense.
Yeah. I would say my biggest gripe with it is that, like, tokenization factor where the overarching element of it seems to me, like, the motivation that I think people have with this sort of storyline is, like, we're watching America accept this otherwise very, like, privileged couple.
Right.
Displaying something that straight people see as, like, super revolutionary and, like, wow. I just feel like it's kind of, like, a big, like, ally, like, fanfare.
Like, use the phrase circle jerk.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what it feels like to me. It feels like they, and I think that goes back to why they're keeping them on Paradise.
Right.
Too, is so that we can all the straight people can feel really proud of themselves for being excited about a queer couple on TV.
Which comes back to Derek and everyone saying that Derek should be the Bachelor. Like, why?
Why? Like, why are we giving him a gold medal for, like, getting
not
his heart
being
broken?
A bigot.
Okay, that's sad, but also not being a bigot is the biggest one. Is saying, like, wow, there's something really chivalrous about the fact that you're not threatened by them.
Right.
Like, I think we should be further than that.
So let's all give him a pat on the back. And don't get me wrong. I really love Derek.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for him. I am a fan. I think he's handled this super gracefully. I think he's precious, cute. Love him. And have complicated feelings about Demi and Christian staying on the beach and how he's implicated in that. But, like... He's getting the Bachelor edit.
He's getting the Bachelor edit, and it's frustrating because this is an example of this situation is very, like, there's no right or wrong about this. Like, it's not cut and dry. We can still feel sadness and upsetness for the fact that he has to watch, like, someone who's, like, not with him anymore be with a new partner. and, you know, he's getting his heart broken, and that's really sad, and we can empathize with him on that level. But it's also very frustrating to see him get this turned into some sort of edit where he's, like, being propelled into, like, the number one position for the next Bachelor when, like, we, like, I'm just gonna say it, I'm very excited, still very excited about the possibility of Mike being the Bachelor.
But what's fucked is Mike is not getting the Bachelor edit. He's not getting any airtime.
Like, yeah. It's, I mean, when he does, he's getting the right attention, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it's, like, everyone, it's, like, he's so close to being, like, the first, like, Black Bachelor. And then all of a sudden, like, this guy gets his heart broken by two, like,
queer women.
And so now now we have to give Derek the Bachelor. Something about that feels really, like, icky and wrong to me.
Right. Like, oh, he's handling this so gracefully. Like, he's not being...
Like, I don't know. There's something about... I think it has to do with also the fact that it's really... it's maddening to me that one of the biggest talking points that's come out of this storyline that's supposed to be a really huge moment for The Bachelor, which is we have a queer love story developing... One of the biggest headlines out of it is Derek's going to be the next Bachelor because of this queer...
Because of how well he's handled this.
Yeah. Because he's, like, been a really, like, a trooper and an ally in this.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's fully fleshed out or makes sense, but it's, like, it bothers me. Because I'm like, okay, well, I feel like America, just straight America, really loves to have that storyline of, like, it hits all these points, like, oh, like, we love queerness now, like... Oh, like, he has his heart broken. We have to save him and, like, let him find love. Like, it's just...
Look at our woke Bachelor.
Right. It just feels very, like, circle jerky.
Yep.
I don't know. That's what bothers me.
Self-serving?
Yeah. Like, it feels very self-serving, and it feels very much like people... And
ooh, like, he's going to get rewarded for not being a bigot, and then everyone at home is gonna get to reward themselves for, like, yeah, also not.
Right. Like, it's like he gets a hero edit for, like...
For being...
Just, like, a good person.
Yep. When also... But... And then, flip that, it also sucks because, like, what is he gonna say? Because it's the first queer storyline ever, like, I mean, he deserved the right to be, like, actually, this is really hurtful... Just because I'm getting my heart broken and I want to leave paradise. Like, I want to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But he can't do that.
He can't. And that's, like, not to say that if... It's not to say that he wouldn't say it if he wasn't in some sort of, like, pressurized situation.
Right. No, like, I'm not. I genuinely think he's a good guy.
Yeah, I think he's a good guy. I think he is handling it, like, the best way he possibly could. But also there's a lot of pressure there because like, you don't want to be that person that, like, gets upset at someone leaving you because they want to be with someone, like, in a same-sex partnership.
Right.
You don't want to be that person.
No, you really don't.
And I think, you know, obviously, like, the American television audience is not the best at critically thinking through these things, and I think that very easily could give you not a hero's edit, but a villain's edit.
Right.
Which exactly. is what you don't want to happen.
Right. Okay, so there's the Derek Bachelor portion of my conflicting feelings, and then there's the I do feel like Demi's being tokenized.
Yeah.
And we could sit here and speculate about whether she's like how planned this was or how much she knew, and I just don't really care about all of that. Like, it's reality TV.
It's speculative. It's stuff we're not really gonna know, I don't ever think.
Like, of course, it's manufactured, like, it's TV, but I think just the way that things have unfolded, I just feel like they... Now, like, ABC, like, the, you know, they're, like, giving themselves a pat on the back. Absolutely. And I just don't fucking care. And it's really hard for me to accept this representation when we have such nuanced, like, fleshed out representation in Are You the One? Which, of course, is still flawed and complicated, but to have a show that feels made for queer people.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of... Like, whatever.
There just seems to be, like, so much autonomy happening in that house. Like, the storylines are, like, their own.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas here in Paradise, it's like they're bending the rules to accommodate giving airtime to this.
Right, which makes it feel super forced. I think everyone would prefer to have a queer, two queer people find each other in paradise.
Yeah.
Right? That would have been the ideal situation. Then the network's like, oh, well, that's never going to happen, and it's time for this to happen, so how can...
Yeah. Because they've set up this world where, like, you have to be part of the franchise, and to become part of the franchise, you have to be heterosexual.
Right.
So, and it, or you have to play heterosexuality.
Right.
So Demi didn't come out during Colton season.
Right.
You know, which is her thing to do. You come out when you want to.
Right.
But there's a reason why she was having to have these, like, come out moments. She was having to reveal to all of her friends who she, at that point, up until that point, like, knew everyone is straight. So, like, there's pressure on her. I think part of this thing for Demi has been probably, like, the ability to come out to this world that is so, like, heteronormative, mm-hmm. I think actually has been very genuine and sweet to watch. But the whole point of Paradise is, like, all of these straight people finding right. love. And there's no organic way to make that happen in the world that they've set up.
Right.
You know, there's no organic queer relationship coming out of that unless two people happen to come out together.
So then they have to... And it feels so forced because they're bending all of these rules.
Yeah.
It's like, I think everyone's like, why are they staying there? And it's like, well, so that Bachelor Nation can have their first queer engagement or, like, yeah. whatever. And obviously the rose ceremony is going to have to be changed. And so it feels forced because it's not happening yeah. in a way that we, as audience members, they're bending yeah. the rules for it. Which, on one hand, is like... okay, it's time to have some queer representation in this franchise. And also, I'm allowed to be like, oh, but it's limited.
Right, there can be, like, a little, like, asterisk at the end of it, you know? Like, I think it's, like, really exciting to watch them have obvious chemistry. And it's funny that I think out of all of the couples on Paradise, it was refreshing to see them reunite because they look so authentically into each other.
Right.
And that's really sweet to watch.
When they reunited, I actually cried a little.
Right. It's a very sweet, like, compelling thing to watch. And I love that we're getting to watch that. That is beautiful. We're watching two women, like, be in love together. That's a new one mm-hmm. in the Bachelor universe. Right. At least the American Bachelor universe. But at the same time, there is that tiny little side note of, like, oh, but it's kind of weird that they're, like, forcing everyone to, you know, accommodate this couple so that they can film it and America can be really satisfied with themselves over the fact that that doesn't weird us out anymore.
Right.
You know?
It feels self-serving.
It's still self-serving.
And then, it's just so funny watching all of the cast members be like, go Demi, blah, that takes so much courage. Like,
yeah.
It's partially sweet and endearing and then... like, I'm just, it's boring to me.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've all had our moments of, like, coming out to our straight friends and, yeah. like, just being like, well, yeah, no shit, you're not gonna, like,
right.
If you give me a negative response, then we're not gonna be friends anymore. It's as simple as that.
Right.
But, I mean, I guess I'm very lucky that I've never had that happen to me. But at the same time, I think a lot of us, too, like, queer viewers, we're watching the show because it's voyeurism. We're watching straight people interact. We're not watching, like, this weird, forced, like, kind of distorted queer plot.
Right. Right. So, okay, so then you're hitting what it is. Like, we can sit here and be, as, like, I think a lot of queer people are, thankful for the representation.
Yeah.
I can also...
Right, like, don't be like, never mind, we're never having a queer couple on The Bachelor.
Right, like, that's not what we're not trying to say. Like, I'm not like, oh, I would rather just this not have happened yeah. at all. Like, that's not what I'm saying.
They're like, this is what happens when we give queer people things.
Right. It's like, I think it can be both important and limited.
Mm-hmm.
If Demi was dating a person who'd had top surgery at home, would they be on the show? Right. Fuck no.
Right. There's definitely something to the fact that we're watching two blonde, like, white women.
Yeah. That are really feminine.
That are really femme, like, experiences. Like, this is the first couple that we're seeing.
Right. Yeah. So it just has, like, that's all I'm trying to say, is it has its limitations, and I think that we should all critically think about those limitations and also just enjoy it like it's right. reality TV.
Yeah, and I'm also in that camp of, like, I understand that it actually does, you know, it can take a lot for straight people to, like, engage with queer representation in media, which is really fucked up that we have to say that.
Right.
But for a lot of straight people, this is really new and exciting, and, like, there's genuine feelings of, like, I'm proud that my show that's so straight and so, like, waspy is doing this.
Right.
You know?
And I'm such a Libra, I swear. I'm always, like, two sides of every coin. Yeah. So, but
there is always two sides.
There is always two sides. And there have been moments with Demi in her coming out that have been really touching. I just want the storyline to be about Demi and her queerness and not about Derek being Bachelor. But,
yeah.
But I think there have been some really tender moments when she's speaking with people leading up to that episode. I think I was just having so many feelings that I felt conflicted about everybody's responses. But when she had her coming out conversations with Katie and Tayshia, those were really touching. I actually really enjoyed her conversation with Chris Harrison. I thought that was really cute.
Yeah.
And I also think, you know, if they didn't manufacture it this much, the storyline wouldn't be happening. So, and I do, I mean, I'm happy that the storyline's happening.
And also, like, I guess maybe to play, like, devil's advocate to, like, them changing the storyline, like, Demi's not doing anything wrong by, like, coming out the way that she's coming out. The conversations that she's having are very real and genuine, and, like, she's, I personally can't imagine, like, thinking about when I was coming out, and, like, it's fucking scary, and I can't imagine being in her shoes, personally.
Mm-hmm.
It would take a lot to, like, come out on national television.
In the straightest franchise ever.
Right. That's really important, and, like, us criticizing the way that it's being used in a TV show is, like, that can be separate than us being, like, really proud of Demi and thinking, like, you go, girl, like, you're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we won't ever know what, like, how much power she had in the situation, but I guess if you're, like, walking in someone else's shoes, she's obviously one of the more important people in that cast.
Mm-hmm.
She's, like, the fan favorite from her season. And also, like, while they're casting the show, she's in a queer relationship.
Right.
So, like, how are they going to handle that? Like, how are they going to keep her on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she wants to be on the show. She deserves to be on the show. She's great TV.
She deserves that fame.
She deserves the fame. You know, she deserves the Postmates sponsorship. You know, she deserves it all. But also, she's, like, queer, and she's in a queer relationship. So I think, like, they kind of had to.
Right.
Come up with this way to do it in a way. So that's me if I'm vouching for that.
More. We're both going back and forth.
Like, diplomatic, you know, view of things. But it's uncomfortable. It's like, I don't think that they have to stay on the show, you know?
Right.
It'll be interesting.
I honestly, I'll probably take this back next week, but I really do want to just not give it too much energy.
Right. Like, I think having this conversation, we can be like, okay.
Okay. Washing my hands clean of this, and it's interesting, and I'll use my brain when I'm watching when I feel like it.
Yeah.
And
it's reality TV. We shouldn't take it too seriously.
Right.
And it's interesting because I don't think we've ever had, like, so much content that's, like, serious.
Right.
You know, like, normally there is just, like, petty drama happening.
Right.
And we've had, like, text reveals.
And I know, you know? That's the thing. This season has felt really heavy. It's felt, there's this weight to it. Whereas previous seasons have felt a lot more playful to me. But maybe I'm just romanticizing.
I think you're very, I agree with that.
I love Blake being like, that was one of my favorite moments of the episode. He goes, all of a sudden, Demi walks in with this woman, and I'm like, who are you? What are you doing together? Oh, Blake.
Your Blake impression is actually really good.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah.
That was my first time trying, so
you're a natural.
Appreciate it. he needs some help. in some form.
I know.
Yeah, I just want to... This is it. I want to be lighthearted about this whole Demi thing. Right. I don't want to be like, oh my gosh, like, let's, you know... I just...
Yeah, we could, like, really get into the weeds with it.
We could really get into the weeds with it. And I'm just going to be happy that there's two women kissing on my screen.
Yeah.
And sometimes be like, hmm, huh.
Yeah, I mean, it's a straight TV show. Like, the whole thing is so heteronormative, and, like, there's a queer plot to it. It's like, you're not... The world isn't made for this. Right. Like, the Bachelor world isn't made for this. So mm-hmm. it's just... It's going to be clunky and awkward and weird. So, I guess we just have to ride the ride and see what happens.
Yeah, if anyone wants to start dating me mm-hmm. from Bachelor Nation right now so yes. that I can be on the next season of Bachelor in Paradise...
Perfect.
Holler.
Yes.
I just don't have anything else to say.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm sure I've forgotten something, but I don't think it matters. I think the stuff that I cared about the most rose to the top, so.
Cool. Leave us nice reviews.
Yeah, nice reviews, please.
Oh my god, my cat just, like, really got upset. Okay, we need to stop this right now.
Okay, we have to go.
Leave us a nice review.
Love you, bye.
Bye. I think we got it.
Yeah, that's really good.